Welcome back, friends. Sarah just, she's just so profound. And she triggered a conversation I had had recently with a very, very holy priest. And he was going to visit this woman who had been bedridden 15 or 20 years. She had been married, became ill and incapacitated. The husband left her. She had grown children, professional children, and they took turns caring for the mother. And Brother Lawrence, and I'm not sure if I have it in here, but one of his little quotes is that, thank you, Lord. He goes into Carmel. So he's got this idea that, what am I going to do? I want to follow the Lord. We're going to pick up a very very faithful Carmelite. That sounds so hard and terrible. And that's what the Lord wants, because, right, he always wants our misery and things to go bad, just like Sarah talked about. And he, lo and behold, he finds out he actually likes the whole thing. It's sweetness and joy. And every time he thinks he's going to give up something for the Lord and it's really going to be a real pain, it turns out to be nothing but he's in the bosom.
Right. Yes.
That's right. And that was this lady. So this holy priest, he's going to see this lady. And it wasn't that long ago. He doesn't know what he's going to say. What do you say to someone in this? Right. She said, I'm almost quoting verbatim, I feel the sweetness of God all the time. It's just wonderful. So page 106, let's talk about the practice defined. Okay, so those are the wet your whistle, the practice defined. This would be from the fourth conversation, 1667. So this book does a good job of also telling you when it's written. Not, we don't always know all the dates, but the ones he could come up with, he puts there for you. Oh, there's another good quote. Brother Lawrence spoke to me with great fervor and openness of his way of approaching God, as I have in part already noted. He told me that what matters is, one, renouncing once and for all everything that we recognize that does not lead to God. So there's that Teresa of Avila, the first room in the castle is to get rid of the sin. Anything that leads us away from God. So that'd be the first step. In order to become accustomed to a continual conversation with him. So we remove any sinfulness, anything that detracts, and we start to recognize him at all times. Without mystery and finesse. So we don't overwrought it. Oh,
right.
You know. We need only to recognize him present within us, to speak with him at every moment, and to ask for his help, so that we will know his will in perplexing events, and will be able to carry out those things we clearly see he asks of us. So we recognize him present, we see what he's asking of us, and we offer them to him before doing them. So we see this, we offer it back, and then five, thanking him afterward for completing them. Doing this during this continual conversation, we are thus taken up in praising, adoring, and ceaselessly loving God for his infinite goodness and perfection.
Yeah. I mean, you think what a graced moment it would be to be so recollected.
Yes.
Which I mean, of course, you know, just as a caveat to the mothers out there, you know, we know that Brother Lawrence is living the life of a Carmelite, right? Which is obviously not what any of us are called to. But we are to aspire to live always in the presence of God insofar as our own particular vocation permits us to do that. And certainly we can approach at least the start of our day with you know, a moment of thankfulness, thinking, you know, how would God want me to behave today or to act today? And then, you know, kind of, you know, doing that little random recollection and envisioning what would be best if a child fights, or if a, you know, somebody breaks an important treasure in your home or whatever, to, you know, mentally prepare yourself for the things that might come and kind of enter into them with God. And then when the day has passed, to look back and to really thank him for his presence there.
I don't have this quote, and it's one of a well-cited one. So all these quotes keep coming to my mind. And one of them is that he felt the presence of God just as clearly doing the pots and pans in the monastery as he did in the oratory at night.
Yeah.
It made no difference what he was doing or where he was. And that, all right, take up it. Find it yourself. Yeah. But that one I thought really spoke to mothers, because it doesn't, was it Teresa of Calcutta? It's not what we do, but it's the love we put into that, which right. We do. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And here's in the fourth conversation, sentence number 49. We must never tire of doing little things for the love of God, who considers not the magnitude of the work, but the love.
Yeah. Teresa. It's like the Lord trying to hit us over the head with a stick.
It right? Is. I mean,
how many, out of how many mouths of how many saints have those same words been uttered, and always to so little effect? In the ears of those who hear it.
That's right. That's right.
And I do think that that's sort of, you know, the arrogance of Satan, who feeds the ego and thinks that we ought not to, we shouldn't, you know, demean ourselves with small things. You know, if we're such a great creation, and if we're created in the image and likeness of God, well, surely our Lord meant so much more for you than just changing a diaper. Like, think about all of the sorrows that have been wrought over the past century by enticing husbands and wives out of the home to accomplish great things. And it's been at the cost of their family.
Very much so. Very much so. And Brother Lawrence, we always, again, going back, he is the very lowest of the low. He's not a priest. He can't offer mass. If there's a, one can only imagine the condition of those sandals, or right, trying to prepare food after begging. I mean, it's just.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
This.
And yet there's, you know, it's so interesting, because we can't fail to see the nobility of a man who embraces a life like that. And yet we are somehow incapable of recognizing that there would be a similar nobility in our own lives if we but did it.
That's right. That's right. All right, my friends, we're going to pick up Augustine. I heard echoes of Augustine in this, so of course we have to attend to that. Till the next time, fide Sidratio.